Before Bethlehem, before Calvary, and even before the Annunciation, there was this day, the birth of Mary. Stay with us as we commemorate this profound and joyful feast.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're joining us for the first time or returning, we're glad you're here. Today's story from Padre Pio's life may inspire you in ways you didn't expect. Something special is happening on September 23rd, the anniversary of Padre Pio's death. Your prayer intentions will be brought to his tomb in San Giovanni Rotondo and entrusted to his powerful intercession. I'll share how you can take part after our story. Now let's dive into today's story. Today we celebrate a profound feast, the Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary. This feast day holds a special place in our Catholic Church, marking the birth of the one who would become the mother of our Savior. Let's explore this incredible event and see how it can inspire our faith. The Church celebrates the birth of Mary as a pivotal moment in salvation history. The Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary signifies the beginning of the fulfillment of God's plan for the Incarnation. To express this poetically, just as dawn precedes the rising sun, Mary's birth ushers in the coming of Christ, the light of the world. Since Our Lady is the mother of our Lord Jesus Christ, keeping all due proportions, everything that can be said of Christmas can also be said of her nativity. Her birth, like the birth of Jesus, is a source of immense joy and grace for us. When speaking about the birth of our Lord, we can say that salvation came to the world with the birth of Jesus Christ. In a similar way, this statement holds true for the nativity of Our Lady. If it is true that only Jesus Christ is the Savior, then it is also true that Mary's birth brought salvation with her. The significance of this feast is rooted in ancient tradition. The Protoevangelium of James, an early writing from about the 2nd century, provides an account of Mary's birth. According to the writer, Mary's parents, Saints Joachim and Anne, were childless, which brought them great shame and sorrow. You see, in their culture, having no children was often seen as a sign of divine disfavor. Joachim and Anne both fervently prayed, remembering how God blessed Abraham and Sarah with a son in their old age. Joachim retired to the desert, where he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, saying in himself, "I will not go down either for food or for drink, until the Lord my God shall look upon me, and prayer shall be my food and drink." Their fervent prayers were answered when an angel announced that they would have a child who would be spoken of in all the world. After 9 months, as God promised, Anna gave birth. According to the text, Anna asked the midwife, "What have I brought forth?" And she replied, "A girl." Anna then said, "My soul has been magnified this day." She gave her breast to the child and called her name Mary. Mary's birth was a cause for great joy, not just for her parents, but for all humanity. From the very moment of her conception, she was graced with the singular privilege of being free from original sin, a dogma known as the Immaculate Conception. This unique grace prepared her to be the pure vessel through which the Son of God would enter the world. Regardless of whether the Protoevangelium of James presents accurate historical truths regarding the conception, birth, and early life of the Blessed Virgin Mary, it is undeniable that her birth holds immense significance. Saint Andrew of Crete, an 8th century bishop, beautifully expressed that on the day of Mary's birth, the Creator of the world constructed his temple. Mary is that temple. the Ark of the New Covenant, the tabernacle and first dwelling place of God incarnate. Her soul was born pure, spotless, and holy. He also said that the whole creation is jubilant on this special day because the birth of Mary is a joyful prelude to the gift of humanity's salvation. In conclusion, the celebration of Mary's Nativity invites us to reflect on her virtues and role in salvation history. It calls us to emulate her faith, humility, and obedience to God's will. As we honor her birth, we are reminded of the joy and hope she brought into the world. It marks the beginning of the end of the darkness and the dawn of the light that is Christ. So as we commemorate this feast, let us draw inspiration from Mary's life and seek her intercession in our own spiritual journey. As Padre Pio said, "May the Mother of Jesus and our Mother always smile on your spirit, obtaining for it from her most holy Son every heavenly blessing." Now, as promised, if you'd like your intentions placed at Padre Pio's tomb on his feast day, just click the link in the description below. Your petitions will be personally delivered to San Giovanni Rotondo, an opportunity to place your prayers in the hands of a powerful intercessor. Don't let it pass you by. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.